Our next guest today is Sharon Giacobisi, and she is with...
Did he say that right, Sharon?
Sharon, did I say
yes,
that right?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Was it perfect?
Do you speak that slowly when you say your last name?
No, I don't.
Well, Sharon...
But most people mangle the name.
Mangle it. I actually...
Mangle. You just
strangled
it.
I strangled it. I strangled it a little bit. And Sharon is here to promote the Alexander technique, and apparently this is a human movement technique that helps with low back pain, chronic low back pain. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be on the show.
Well, I'm glad that you're here because...
The doctor's a chiropractor. Do you guys hate chiropractors or you work with them?
Not at all.
She loves chiropractors.
No, maybe they think they're like a phony doctor.
Who
do you
think that? Why would they think that?
They have their own technique.
Who would propagate such terrible information like that, Lee? Where would you get that information?
Look, you don't do the Alexander technique.
I don't do the Alexander technique. And I don't even know about the Alexander technique. And it's been around for all over 100 years.
Somehow you missed it.
And today, Sharon, I am enlightened because now you're going to tell me about the Alexander technique. And why is it not called the Sharon technique?
Because Sharon did. I did not develop it.
What do you think? She's 100 years old.
What's that?
He thinks you're 125 years old to invent this.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not even close.
Not even close. She's a very attractive young female.
Thank you.
So tell us about the technique.
So the Alexander technique is a method that helps people to recognize, understand, and prevent poor postural habits that interfere with how they move, their coordination, their breathing. And as people learn to recognize where they're carrying tension and where they're collapsing in their body, and then learn how to prevent those tension patterns, they can move easily, they can exercise more easily and with more efficiency. So they're not, for example, tightening the muscles of their neck and their shoulders when they're going for a walk or riding a bike or going for a dance class. So it helps people move with more efficiency.
Well, Sharon, I fall down a lot when I walk. Do you think this is something that would benefit me?
Definitely.
I'm always falling down.
Sharon, he's very clumsy.
I'm clumsy. The doctor hates clumsy people.
I don't like clumsy people. I'm going to start a blog about clumsy people. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you're falling down a lot, it might have something to do with where you're carrying tension in and how you're carrying yourself when you're walking. I have one student she goes for walks all the time, and she recognized in a lesson that when she was walking, she was actually looking down and dropping her head down, and then her whole back and shoulders and neck were rigid with tension.
Right, but she is finding loose change, so that's the positive of that. She finds a lot of change.
Exactly. If you're looking down, you're always going to find money.
So what does a lesson look like? How'd you help her?
Well, first we looked at how she was walking so that she could identify what her habits are in walking that were interfering with her coordination. So that's the first step, is an improved awareness of how a student is moving their body. So we actually went outside and I had her go for a walk, and what she learned to recognize was that she was dropping her head down, tightening her neck muscles, and then like curling and almost hunching her body forward as she was walking, which set the joints of her legs stiff and not as mobile as they needed to be to go for a walk.
Did you video her or you just observed her?
I observed her. So I observed her, and then also I would bring her attention and say, okay, now notice what you're doing with your head, your neck, and your shoulders. And she noticed that she was actually pulling her shoulders up and dropping her head down when she was walking.
Now, Sharon, let me ask you a question. You bet you have a background in dance, a lot of theater. How much of this plays a role in this, in the Alexander technique? Do you have to have that type of background to experience the technique?
Not at all. Not at all. And in fact, most of my students, I teach in Los Angeles, and most of my students are not dancers. I have a lot of students who are writers. I have a student who's a doctor. So you don't have to have a background in movement to understand, appreciate, or utilize that technique.
How quickly do you get a benefit from learning this proper posture?
Well, I would say in one lesson, I had a student come who was 260 when he first started taking lessons, and now he's 205 pounds. He's lost 55 pounds.
So he's lost weight from doing this, too. How do you lose weight from this?
I would say the Alexander Technique helped him in his process of losing weight.
I got you.
But going back to your original question, in the first lesson, he was really bogged down by lower back pain, which would interfere with his ability to go and exercise, because who wants to go exercise when you have horrible lower back pain? And he said after his first lesson, for the first time in many, 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 many years, his lower back wasn't hurting him.
So that enabled him to exercise?
Right. So it's the process of getting out of pain to be able to start moving.
Now, exactly.
Now, does it help with any other conditions? Like, for instance, you know, one of the things I noticed about my posture is when I walk, I kind of walk like a gorilla. You know, like my arms kind of are out to the side. Like I look at other people.
He has chronic neck problems.
When I see other people and I see them walking, they look very lithe and very loose when they walk. I'm very rigid just in walking.
Yeah. Lessons in the technique can definitely help you. First of all, you would recognize what you're doing that's creating the tension in your neck, what you're doing. You might even be holding your arms up and tightening your neck to walk, when in fact you don't need to do that. That's unnecessary effort that actually interferes with your ability to walk with grace and with poise and with ease. So some of the other things that help people in Alexander Technique lessons are the same student that lost weight, he now gets less winded. He doesn't get winded when he exercises because he's not tightening all of his muscles and curling his body in towards his legs when he goes for a walk. Some other effects of the Alexander Technique is people have fewer migraines. A lot of times migraines are related to neck tension and shoulder tension. So if people learn to recognize and reduce and release those tension patterns to their neck and the shoulders, they have fewer headaches.
So is it a lot, Sharon, is it a lot of movement that you're doing with someone, or is it, or you're actually doing the actual movement for them, are they kind of mirroring what you're doing? Is that what's taking place in the lesson?
What's really taking place in a lesson is we're looking at everyday basic movements, sitting, standing, walking, bending. And so the first step is always to help the students recognize what their own tension patterns are when they're doing those everyday movements. Most people are hurting themselves because over many, many, many years, they've been tightening their neck and their shoulders in order to get out of the chair. So getting out of a chair, getting out of the couch when you want to go across the, you know, go to the kitchen, becomes very laborious. So in the lesson, we first look at what are the habits that are unnecessary, and then we look at how a student can release those tension patterns, how they can move with more openness through their torso and through their spine, more length through their whole body.
Here we go, Sharon. Take us through.
Where are we going?
We're going.
Here we go.
Look. Here we go. Get ready. Hold on, Sharon. Sharon, it's time for you. Let's see how good you are. Okay. Take us through like a little exercise we can do here in the studio just by sitting in a chair, so we don't have to do a lot of work. You know. So,
yes.
The fat guy is all about doing not a lot of work, Sharon.
Exactly.
He's trying to get out of this. He's trying to skate. He's trying to skate a little
bit.
It's about efficiency, doctor.
It's about efficiency.
Okay? Yes.
So less is more.
Exactly. Less is more.
Thank you.
Less effort, you get more done.
Maybe we should call it the fat guy technique. You think we could change the name?
Yeah, from FM to F.
I don't think
the American Society for the Alexander Technique would be okay with that.
Look, we could discuss it maybe.
Let me hear you recite some Shakespeare first, then we can see if this technique needs to be changed over to you.
Why can't we? What does Shakespeare have to do with this?
Well, F.M. Alexander, who was the developer, he was an orator.
Yeah.
He used to recite Shakespeare.
He used to recite Shakespeare?
He was an orator?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know. Well, why don't you let Sharon?
To be.
Yeah, how now, brown cow?
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Sharon. Tell us what we need to do. I'm sitting right now.
Okay.
Are you both sitting right now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so as you're sitting, notice where your head is in relationship to your body.
My chin is at my chest. Is that good?
Your chin is at your chest. Yes, definitely. So if your chin is at your chest, then also notice your neck and shoulders. Are your neck and shoulders kind of tight and pulling up?
Yes.
Yeah,
and it's hurting me. And my left eye is twitching. My left eye is twitching. Is that good?
He's a mess, Sharon. He's a real mess. I don't know if you can do this over the phone with him. He's a mess. Let's start with me. My shoulders are a little bit more protracted. They're forward.
What's that?
My shoulders are a little bit forward. They're like protracted forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if your shoulders are forward and your head, your chin is down by your chest, what shape is your back in?
It's being stretched.
It's like an S.
Mm-hmm. Like an S. Definitely. Definitely. So that's the first step. That's awareness. You first are recognizing the patterns of how you're holding yourself just as you're sitting in the chair. Okay? So that's the first step. And then, before you want to move or correct, this is what most people do when they think about their posture, is they shoot up, they pull their head back, and then they hold their breath and like, okay, do I have good posture now? And that's not what you want to do.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't shoot up and try and sit up straight because it's a lot of work.
Slow and steady.
Wins the race.
Exactly.
Okay.
Slow and steady.
Now, let me ask you this.
Wait, she's not done.
No, I had enough. I'm done with it.
I had enough of this. This is the punchline. How we fix this?
No, I don't want to know how to fix it. I want her to come to Atlanta and do it. So I want
no, maybe I should videotape you and then just send you the tape and you just critique him. Can you do that?
Now, Sharon, who do we know that's famous that would be that's in part of
Jason Alexander? That's who it's named after.
No, it's not. It's not named after Jason Alexander.
George Costanza.
No. Yeah, there are many notable students who have taken Alexander Technique.
Anyone that you're working with? Any famous people that you worked with that you can tell us?
Right, I wouldn't be able to reveal that.
Really?
Why, it's a secret?
Is that secret? Yeah, it's confidentiality between...
Is it Sarah Palin?
Exactly.
It's Sarah Palin,
there
right?
It's many
Paris Hilton.
Students.
Paris Hilton?
It's all this...
I can't say.
Okay.
It's Nicole Richie.
But there's a lot of celebrities...
I bet it's Madonna. For sure it's Madonna.
Okay, would you stop? I'm sure there's a lot of celebrities that are doing this technique.
That's weird, because they never go for these kind of things.
Can you do it with kids?
Hillary Swank, who won the Oscar a couple of years ago, she took lessons in the Alexander Technique.
I have a big crush on her. She's definitely someone I would watch. I'd pay money to watch her do the Alexander Technique for that. Now, is this for kids?
Who's very funny. Kevin Klein has also taken Alexander Technique lessons.
Kevin Klein, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is
Paul
this...
McCartney has taken lessons?
Really? So a Beatle, mm-hmm. The Beatles take this? Unbelievable. A lot of celebrities that have...
No kidding. It's common knowledge, doctor. Where do you think I heard of it?
What about
on
kids?
On Ringo Starr's website, I heard about
kids?
It.
Is this for kids? Can kids do this too, Sharon?
Of course they could do it.
Yeah, children can definitely do this. And in fact, you know, many very young children, they move so well and with so much ease. And as they get older...
We mess it up for them. The adults mess them up, right?
Yeah, we tell them, sit still.
Sit still. Don't do that.
Right. Well, is there anywhere
can
we do this?
I work with children myself, and I just make it more game-oriented.
Right.
So when we're looking at how they're moving, we make it just more game-oriented, more playful, and then they're having fun as they're learning about how their body is supposed to move, how they're supposed to move their bodies.
Sharon, now, I know that you actually do this in L.A. Is there anywhere else that we can go to have this done other than...
It's all over the world.
Is it all over the world?
It's all over the world.
Except Antarctica. It's not in Antarctica, right?
I don't think there are any teachers
Yeah, so
Antarctica,
our listeners in Antarctica are out of luck. Sorry.
Those poor people in Antarctica.
And they have terrible posture. They're shivering
so
all the time.
It's so cold there, of course.
That's right.
To find a teacher, there are teachers all over the United States and all over the world. So for your listeners, if they're interested in finding a teacher, we have a website for the American Society for the Alexander Technique. And you can find a teacher on that website.
And what is that?
The website is www.amsat.ws. So it's
AMWS? What's that mean, WS?
.ws.
Does that stand for something?
I Not that I know. I don't know what
it's
that
is. It's not .com.
No, it's not .com. It's .ws.
So it's .ws.
AMSAT.ws. And on the home page, you can click on Find a Teacher. You put in where you're located, and then a list of teachers in your area will come up.
But if you really want to go to the best place in the entire United States, you want to go to the AlexanderTechniqueLA.com.
Exactly.
Right? That's really where you want to go.
You don't you fly in there. Don't mess around.
Go to Los Angeles for
exactly. That's where you want to have this done. Now, give us an idea. What's the range in terms of the price
price is irrelevant. It's good posture. You can't put a price on that.
All right. We won't give a price. But there is a currency, right?
It's less than $1 million.
It's definitely less than $1 million. And it's worth it because if someone is trying to get healthy and if someone's trying to lose weight and exercise more, as they learn how to move with more efficiency and less tension.
And less
they
pain.
They feel lighter.
Exactly.
They literally want to move more. I have a student who is about 100 pounds, and he's lost about 20 pounds. And during a lesson, as he's releasing tension in his neck and his shoulders and he's moving more upright, he starts to want to move. Like, he starts to want to move more. So he actually asked me to go to the gym with him so that he could exercise more at the gym.
Are you sure he wasn't just hitting on you?
Yeah, it sounds like he's hitting on you.
No, he's definitely not hitting on me. I know that for sure.
Okay. All right.
He's on the other team?
Because I've used
that. Not on the same team.
I've used that line, Sharon. Right. I know that line. That sounded very familiar when you said that. I'm like, I need you to come to the gym.
That's how he met his wife. That's how
I'm 100% sure.
Well, Sharon, it's been a pleasure talking to you. The technique is called the Alexander Technique. You have to go check this out. AlexanderTechniqueLA.com. Check out Sharon's website. And you know what? We're coming out to L.A. in a couple of months. We're coming out to see you because I want some of this Alexander Technique.
You need it.
Definitely.
Can we come by? Would that be okay? We can come by the studio and you'll give us a lesson?
For sure.
Okay. Well, check out Sharon Jacobisi. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Check out her website, AlexanderTechniqueLA.com. And we look forward to talking to you once again.
Sounds good. Thank you very
Take
much.
Care.
And
yes.
And the AMSAT website.
And the
AMSAT.us.
WS.
Okay, yes. There you go. Thanks so much.
Thank
we appreciate it. We'll
so
talk
much.
To you real soon.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
And when you check out Sharon Jacobisi at the AlexanderTechniqueLA.com website, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com, where you can find all of our information about us, our application tool, how to lose weight, how to stay fit, how to stay compliant.
Compliant. That's the key.
Very important. Check out our book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, the Partner Power Weight Loss Program, there as well. And, man, Alexander Technique. What did you think about that, Lynn?
Fascinating.
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 Yeah. You're a character with her. Unbelievable.
I can't wait to go to L.A.
I know. We got a lot of people to visit in L.A.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Now that you've committed. Thanks.
I know. We have to go now for 2 weeks. We can't even go for a couple of days. We got to go for a couple of weeks now.